Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We ask to get going today. Is something fair or not? Is a statement fair or not? As we continue to talk just a little bit about Ben Roethlisberger, but mold that a little bit. I'm tired of the tired topics with Ben Roethlisberger. And frankly, we're at our, it's almost on overload if you're not already there. But we'll discuss that too as we move forward through the 6 o'clock hour. But was something fair or not? Colin Cowherd, a lightning rod for all things Steelers and a guy that's a really good sports talk host, just one of the best in this country, I think. He had something that he said about Ben Roethlisberger yesterday that give a good hard listen. You know, don't draw a conclusion before you hear it. Give a listen, let it marinate a little bit, and then let's have a discussion on if this is fair or not. Cowherd on Ben.
Super Bowls, division titles, gonna have a statue, Hall of Fame, passing yards. But that last 10 years, that was a turbulent flight. And there's just not a lot of Mondays we came on and went, wow, he outdueled Brady, Mahomes, Manning. And he had, along the way, he had great defenses, which Aaron Rodgers hasn't had. Peyton Manning almost never had. And he has a great coach and a great owner and a great GM. All the stuff that privately Aaron Rodgers and Favre complain about, owner has it. Free agents, get them. Defense, always. Division, cruddy. So I'm not anti-Ben. I just think there are certain actors, certain stars, certain quarterbacks that we remember fondly, but we got to be honest, it was bumpy. Really bumpy and kind of underachieving.
All right, so then that parlays into this question for me. This is a city in which is very apt to, and sometimes probably for some people's tastes, too apt to, take Mike Tomlin apart. To really, really get after Mike Tomlin for what has happened, and we'll put it in that same time frame, the last 10 years, hasn't accomplished enough, particularly in the past 5 years or so. If you do that, if your pension is to do that, do you have to then, as sort of in the history of football, great coaches are linked with great quarterbacks. It's pretty much always that way. If you're a great coach, considered a great coach, you generally always have a great quarterback. That being said, if you think that Mike Tomlin has under-delivered, do you have to then automatically think that Ben Roethlisberger under-delivered toward the tail end of his career?
I mean, if we're talking about the last 10 years, yeah, they both under-delivered. I mean, if we want to limit Ben Roethlisberger's career and Mike Tomlin's career to the last 10 years, and look, that's what is recency bias, right? That's what a lot of people will focus on. I think it's somewhat disingenuous to pretend like Ben Roethlisberger. And look, I'm not going to sit up here and defend absolutely every aspect of Ben Roethlisberger's career. But I think it's somewhat disingenuous to pretend like everything Ben Roethlisberger accomplished or that the Steelers accomplished while he was their quarterback, either A, was only because of the defense or the coach, regardless of whether you're talking Cowherd for the first 2 years or Tomlin thereafter, or that it doesn't count because it didn't happen in the last 10 years. And I understand what Cowherd is trying to say there. I also understand what he's trying to do. But I think you have to take it in totality. You have to take all 18 years. And that, I think, is what is the most interesting part of Ben. We see so many stories of great quarterbacks who, you know, and Elway, interestingly enough, is the one that Ben idolized growing up, right? It's why he chose number seven and all that. Elway always was fighting to get to the mountaintop, right? Spent his entire career fighting to get to the mountaintop. Finally got there at the end, right? Ben, bang, right out of the box, mountaintop. 13-0 his rookie year, loses in the AFC Championship, wins the Super Bowl the following year. And then from there, and then
you could argue
another
twice
one,
got to the mountaintop very quickly.
Yeah, and then another one 3 years later, right? And then another trip 2 years after that. But now we're 11 years down the road from that last trip to the Super Bowl, and there were no others. And yeah, the defense wasn't always that great in those last 11 years. But he had some of the best offensive weapons in the game. And I think you can question the back half of Ben Roethlisberger's career. The first half, I don't know if you can argue that there's anybody who's had a better 8-9 year span in quarterbacking history outside of Tom Brady than Ben Roethlisberger for the first 8 or 9 years of his career.
Right. And that being said, and then it gets into this argument for me, as I love to listen to this and then formulate kind of what I'm going to say here. It gets into this. Did he then maybe perhaps set an unattainable bar through those first couple? And the argument really isn't he wasn't great over the last decade or last 8 years of his career. It was just he achieved in another worldly fashion over the first 5 or 6 years of his career.
If he
just was never going to be matched.
If he had done over the last 11 seasons what he did over the first seven, we'd be arguing about whether he or Brady were the GOAT.
Greatest quarterback
yes.
of all time.
Yes.
Right.
Now, so maybe that's maybe in this world, in this universe, where the only person who's seemingly capable of that is Tom Brady, the expectations were just too high.
The sustainability was never going to hold. It just wasn't going to,
right.
to do that. There was no way that
but
that
at the
was
same
going
time,
to happen.
At the same time, you can say then that that's if you want to set the standard that high, everything Ben accomplished
standard
in the
is
first
a
yeah, so I've heard. if you want to say what Ben did and what the Steelers did in Ben's first seven seasons is the standard, the expectation,
right?
Then certainly over the last 11 years he didn't meet that standard or that expectation.
Yeah, it is. It is a really interesting talk to have. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You can go through the list, too, of the all-time great coaches, okay? You find me, maybe you could get away, maybe Dan Reeves, I guess, is a guy that falls into one of the great coaches, I guess.
Sure.
That didn't necessarily have a great quarterback, and I'm talking like a great quarterback. But when it gets into great coaches, it's always linked. And that's the thing. The commonality of great coaches all the time is generally a great quarterback. And that's why when people dismiss out of hand what Coward said here, it's always like that. And because in this town, we are so apt to criticize the coach. And that's why I don't want to dismiss him out of hand and Coward here. Because that said, if there are so many people here who criticize the coach, that if you do that, even in this middle of this celebration of Ben and everything he done, you have to maybe look at it and go, even as I'm saying that Ben is so great, and is he greater than Bradshaw? And could I have wanted more? Is it a fair question? When we come down after the afterglow and we sit here this morning, we say, that was great what Ben just did for 18 years, but is it okay to ask if I wanted even a little
can
bit
I be
more
honest,
from him?
I didn't get that from what Colin Coward said. I'm getting that from what you, Colin Dunlap, are saying right now. I think you're doing a better job of putting it in those terms than Coward ever came close to in his little diatribe there.
But we link those two people all the time in sports. You take Belichick, Brady. You take Staubach and Landry. Knoll, Bradshaw. Yeah, all the time, mm-hmm. And that's what happens. It's always the quarterback. You find me a great coach without a great Walsh, and he had two of them.
Right.
It's just like that. That's what happens with great coaches in the NFL. They generally always have great quarterbacks, and we are so quick to say Tomlin sucks.
Well, and they usually get a payoff, right? Like, multiple payoffs.
And it also brings into focus the Cowher effect that people want to yell and scream about.
Right. Well, you won with right. Cowher's players. See, that's the thing that's going to haunt the last 10 years of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 2011 through 2012 window or so, forever. Because, again, they had some of their greatest offensive talents available to them in that for most of that window. They did have, like I said, up and down defenses during that time, but they had Tomlin and they had Roethlisberger, and they won a Super Bowl together and they went to another one together and then didn't get back to one. And that part is, I think, that's the only part for me that, and the problem is, I should say, the problem is the expectations that were set during that's what it comes back to for me. The expectations that were set during the first 7 years of Roethlisberger's career, I don't know if they were ever going to be met again, other than doing some Brady, Belichick Brady type stuff for a decade.
They're Mahomes-like, almost, in the first five years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. Like, the ceiling of the first 3-4 years of Roethlisberger was greatest of all time.
Yes. Well, there was the 8-8 year, right? Right after Super Bowl 40, where you questioned whether there, what the, you know, in Cowher's final year,
right?
Whether you questioned, well, is this it? But then to bounce right back in the second year under Tomlin,
13 wins, 10 wins, 12 wins in the first three of his 4 years or whatever it was.
Mahomes somehow has not even, I mean, other than what, that the month of September this year, hasn't even had any sort of moment where you question. It's crazy. But I get what you're saying as far as the first few years of a career, setting up expectations for the rest of a career. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't go back to another Super Bowl in the next 10 years, people will look at it as an underachievement.
Oh, for sure.
And that's essentially what we're saying here about Ben and Mike Tomlin as well, that when you come in and have the instant impact that each of them did, then and then get nowhere close to that level ever again, or maybe once or twice here or there, but you never get back to the Super Bowl, then that's it's fair to label that an underachievement.
But there are more important things today. Yes, 8 o'clock today. It would be apropos. It would be perfectly fitting in this snow, though, if Jim did get stuck on 28 and missed his own party. I mean, are you kind of rooting for that just a little bit, maybe, that Jim calls in from the road? There's all this food
here.
There
is a little bit of that, yeah.
Yes, from Iron Rock Tap House and everything that's happening, and they get here, and oh, they're going to bring all kinds of food, and they've got this glorious chef and two fireplaces, and Chef Arnold's coming in, and they've got all this locally sourced food they're going to bring in, and Jim's nowhere to be found, and we just
have
a party.
It's all going
to
be gone by the time Jim gets here.
You know, Jim would always freak out about how he's going to be late, but he never was.
Today might be the day. Today, that would be fitting.
That would work. It really would be perfect.
Get money. I think I found a bet. I have found a bet for your championship weekend that I'm going to pass along a little in for you coming up next. And then we speak overload. And, oh, we move Amy Schuneman up today from the WPIAL to the 6 o'clock hour. About 6:48, we will talk to her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.